five-alarm response.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The government's action on the financial crisis has reached a whole new level. Shortly, the president will speak at the White House about a plan to prop up the entire financial industry. This plan is still being worked out, but the idea is to buy up bad mortgage debt all over the place. The government announced two other major steps this morning, but first, let's start with this plan. The speculation is that Congress will create something like the Resolution Trust Corporation. That was set up after the savings and loan debacle 20 years ago. Or it could be like the Reconstruction Finance Corporation, established during the Depression. Either way, this would be an unprecedented government intervention. Jeremy Hobson takes a look.
At a news conference last night, Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said only that the plan will be a comprehensive approach to deal with illiquid assets on the balance sheets of U.S. financial institutions. Many think that means Washington will buy up bad mortgages that have been dragging down the markets. MIT economist William Wheaton sees it as an act of genius.
I think it's probably exactly what the markets need. It's certainly what the housing market needs, and I'm quite optimistic and bullish.
Wheaton says he wouldn't be surprised if, in the end, the scheme doesn't cost taxpayers a dime.
It's going to buy mortgages at a time when people are desperate to sell them, and then in so doing, get rid of a lot of the market fear, and then turn around in 2 or 3 or 4 months and sell them.
Of course, if they don't sell, taxpayers would again be on the hook, possibly for hundreds of billions of dollars. Senior lawmakers say they expect legislation sometime next week. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Even though this plan is in its infancy, the stock markets are absolutely delirious about the concept. So far, the Dow is up 432 points, about 4%. Remember, the Dow added 400 yesterday. It's at 11,451. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 are both up more than 4%. Overseas, the markets are also going bananas. London's FTSE is up almost 10%. In Asia, Hong Kong shares closed with a nearly 10% gain as well. But the price of oil is also back up above $100 a barrel. Let's bring in someone who's watching all this very closely, David Buick, a partner with brokerage firm BGC Partners in London. David, the market's barely responded to several government bailouts. Why is this sketchy plan getting such a positive reaction?
The difference is, Scott, is that the fact that supposedly using the euphemism, a bad bank will be set up whereby all the banks can drop their toxic debt into it to the tune of perhaps $800 billion together with $450 billion worth of insurance on, you know, to cover that risk. You can say it's pretty cosmetic. But what I think everybody is extremely concerned about is the length of time it's taking for the banks to be in a position to say that they don't have to write down debt. As we know with this toxic debt, somebody is going to make a king's ransom out of it eventually.
So who's going to benefit? If the government buys them up, will the government benefit?
The government will buy them up, but it won't be cost-free. And one has to hope that because of the U.S. Taxpayers been absolutely asked to stand behind Fannie and Freddie, as well as Bear Stearns, and as well as AIG for the time being, that they've paid their debt to society, and they want their money back, and they're totally justified in thinking that.
Does it sound like to you that the U.S. government is trying to speed up this process of healing here and get to the end of the tunnel?
Yes, and I also think it's trying to stabilize the market, and at the moment it's working, but the problems we need to know are not over. This is a magical and a very sharp relief rally. But anybody who thinks it's all over bar the shouting, get real, because it isn't.
All right, David, thanks for joining us.
A pleasure.
David Buick with BGC Partners in London. Here's what else the government announced this morning. The SEC banned the short selling of financial stocks. That means investors can't bet that a company's share price will go down and then make money off the drop. The ban is in place until at least October 2nd. Britain has also banned short selling for bank stocks. And yesterday, Chris Farrell and I talked about a big money market mutual fund breaking a buck. This morning, the Treasury said it will insure money market mutual funds for the next year. This guaranteed money will come from a fund set up in 1934 to support the dollar. This is the Morning Report for Friday, September 19th on Marketplace.org. Democrats in Congress are working on a second economic stimulus package. Sorry, no rebate checks this time. This money would go to shore up infrastructure across the country. Danielle Carson has more.
The Democrats want more spending on bridges and transportation. The GOP isn't ruling out a second stimulus package so long as it doesn't tack on a huge public works program. But both parties do agree on one subject.
There's actually pretty good bipartisan support for extending unemployment benefits. People understand that the economy is in really rough shape and could become much more serious in the next couple months.
Maurice Anselm is with the National Employment Law Project. He says the House proposal would extend unemployment benefits from 13 to 20 weeks. Workers in states with unemployment above 6% would get 26 weeks.
We're expecting that number to go up perhaps as high as 15 states with unemployment above 6% or close to 6.5%.
If Congress does nothing, more than 800,000 workers will run out of unemployment benefits in less than 2 weeks. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Today, a bankruptcy judge is expected to sign off on the Lehman Brothers Barclays deal. For the bargain basement price of $1.7 billion, Barclays will take over Lehman's North American investment banking and trading business. But Lehman will have a few parts left over. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
What's left are Lehman's valuable asset management firm, Neuberger Berman, its hedge fund and private equity businesses, and troubled assets like mortgage-backed securities and commercial real estate holdings. Rob Hegarty is with research firm Tower Group. He says Neuberger Berman will likely find a buyer. Anything that can't be sold will be taken over by a bankruptcy trustee.
And that trustee then takes those assets and does the best job that they can of getting them off the books. And that usually means selling them at a deep, deep discount.
Analysts expect the bankruptcy court to sign off on the Barclays deal quickly. Eileen Fahey with Fitch Ratings says waiting too long could further erode Lehman's value.
The assets are the people because they bring in the business and the clients that are tied to those people. So the longer you wait to sell that kind of a business, the worse it gets.
That's because, unlike mortgage-backed securities or real estate, people can walk out the door. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
What a week. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.